Thursday, October 5th, 1837. Laura Cooper was confined in a refractory ward 4 hours on Saturday for quarrelling and holding up a knife to another inmate. It was nearly 10:30 on Monday morning before Mr. Clayton sent the full weight of the legs and shins for the soup. We sent them back. This is the first week. Would it not be proper in future that the person who attends the gate during the absence of the porter should sleep in the lodge? The porter has hitherto locked up his sleeping apartment and taken the key with him to London. Thursday, October 12th, 1837. Widow Granger begs permission to go out for a few hours to see her grandchildren, who are ill. She has never been out before. Thursday, October 19th, 1837. The woman Granger was permitted to go out to see one of her children who was ill. She returned in a few hours, Friday morning, 20th October. The 4 stone of beef sent in for Mr. Clayton the butcher's on Saturday afternoon, being in 6 pieces, we took the liberty to send it back. It was very inferior in quality. He afterwards sent 4 better pieces. This never happened from the last contractor. Thomas Watts, aged 12, pauper from East Barnet, was admitted in the house by order of the board on Monday, 23rd of October. Put him to school immediately. Thursday, October 26th, 1837. The woman Hall's 3 children was sent to the house on Saturday afternoon for admission as per orders of the board. But having learnt they had recovered from the smallpox, we sent them back as per orders of medical officer. Robert Nutkins, who attends the furnace, being told that the fire was unnecessarily large on Monday, began to swear and was abusive. I sent him out of the cellar and said the board should know of it. Laura Cooper, having gone into the laundry on Tuesday afternoon, got fighting one of the inmates. The woman Collinson merely told her she should not be there, as the order of the matron. She used the most horrible, threatening language when I was taking her away. The man Galloway and his wife, who was admitted to the house on Tuesday 24th inst, by an order of removal from Woolwich, wished me to give them a pair of shoes each and their discharge on Monday, but of course I refused.